I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We're getting a lot of response on this on social media. I'm getting personal texts from friends. Your top three baseball stadiums. Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Good. My three favorite are Philly Stadium, San Francisco, and St. Louis Cardinals Stadium. And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too, in St. Louis. That's a good taste, man. St. Louis is beautiful. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Man, what you want, man? You can't pick the Dallas Cowboys stadium. That's not baseball.
Well, we all know Jerseyville is the best stadium in the world, man. So, you know, we did a whole, you know. But anyway, I agree with you, Rob, about Fenway, man. Looking at the game last night, it's like them people sitting on top of each other. You know, it's giving me claustrophobia.
They are. Man.
You know, so I ain't. But I would say my stadium, I like Truist Park down there in Atlanta. It's got a lot of stuff to do and a lot of lounges and bars and plus a lot of stuff to do outside the stadium.
Yes,
like you don't
need
to even go downtown to Atlanta. They got bars, restaurants, nightclubs, all that right outside the stadium. I like the Diamondback Stadium. I was lucky enough to get a ticket to the pool section out there.
I have not been there.
You haven't been there yet?
No, yeah, but I got to go because my buddy Todd's son now is their first baseman.
Okay, yeah, man, it's dope, man.
Tower.
And but believe it or not, and my favorite stadium to go to, St. Pete, because I mean, listen,
what is it again?
AC, the Devil Rays stadium, the Rays,
oh,
whatever. St. Pete, what is it called? The Tropical Dome. What is it called?
The Tropicana Center.
Yeah, Tropicana Center, man. You know, it got AC, a lot of space in there. The people are nice. You won't get into a fight. And just outside, you know, you got a tunnel to lead to Ferg's, man. Everybody know Ferg's. They've been down there, man.
Rashawn,
one of the best.
Rashawn, I got to be honest with you, man. I don't understand why people criticize that. It's not on my favorites list, but I like it better than most people like it, man.
Right. Exactly. Like, man, people hate on it, man. Like, oh, it's a dump, this and that, man. It's a nice spot. They got the fish tank out there with the little stingrays out there swimming around.
And most people, I said, have you been? No. So you're just going by what
exactly.
Other people say.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's all somebody told you it was a dump, so you believe it. Hey, Rashawn, thanks a lot for the call. It wouldn't go in one of my favorites, but the Tropicana, I like the place, man. It's very comfortable. I'm sorry. Very comfortable. You can hear everything. I told you, I saw Kyle Bradish pitch there. I could hear I'm sitting in the camera well. I can hear the strings coming off his fingernails. You can hear, I'm with Rashawn. Of course, you can have a good time after the games there, too.
Yes.
I think that's what he really loves.
Me, too.
James in Hanover. What's up, James?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Top three, St. Louis is definitely number one. It just feels like that place was built by a baseball fan.
That's a great place, man. It is. I probably overlooked that one, but that's a great way to describe it. It feels like it was built by a baseball fan.
And that was a place I always wanted to go, and people looked at me like I was crazy because I know that they have baseball fans in St. Louis. So that place is like it was built by baseball fans. I like San Diego. That place was really nice. And I like Philly, but I like the old Yankee Stadium because when I went there, I could feel goosebumps. I could feel the ghosts when I went in there. The new Yankee Stadium, not so much. But one thing, if we could take one thing from Truist Park, I would hope we would take the industrial ceiling fans in the concourse. That,
okay.
That's like the best thing ever.
They are nice, yeah. And they right. And James, they work.
Yes.
Let's go to Colin in Towson. What's up, Colin?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you're well. I really like, actually, I like Coors Field a lot.
You do? Really? A lot,
yeah. Okay. It, well, it's, to your point, Rob, about Citizens Bank, how it's open and you can see it when you're in the concourse. It's the same thing out there.
Okay.
Then I also like Citizens Bank. And then I like Nationals Park because it kind of feels like a home away from home. There's enough O's fans. We kind of get that, what we get when the Yankees come down. We finally get to do it with somebody else. But
Can I tell you this, well, yeah, Colin? Can I tell you this, Colin? Nats sure. Park to me feels like a, just a pile of steel and concrete.
Yeah, I was kind of going more for like the experience because
right.
like when the Yankees or Red Sox fans come down and you hear all the cheers, this and that, and you kind of get to experience the other side of that if you go to Nats Park.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Nope.
See, it's like that person that drives a top-notch vehicle.
Yeah.
When you get another vehicle, if it's not top-notch, you're super critical.
Yeah.
Camden Yards opened up when I was 21 years old, more than half my life. So I'm extra critical to other stadiums because I drive the top-notch stadium. Mm-hmm. I have the one that broke the mold. So I can be critical of other stadiums. I live in Camden Yards.
Mm-hmm.
And
I get it.
Nats Park is a pile of concrete. And
yeah, I mean, most of them are. I didn't grow up here, obviously. I didn't grow up at Camden Yards, but I live here 25 years, and I still think it's the nicest ballpark I've ever been in. Just is.
Trippy texted and said he likes Dodger Stadium. So Trippy said, I guess he's like the Dylon. My top five rappers, Dylon. I guess his top three stadiums, Dodger Stadium, Dodger Stadium, and Dodger Stadium. Come on, Trippy. We said three. Tony D on Twitter says PNC Park, another for Coors Field, and Citizens Bank. Would you say right now Citizens Bank has more votes than any other stadium so far?
Sounds like it.
From other people?
Mm-hmm.
Is there another one out there, Ben?
No.
That place is special.
St. Louis is right next to it, probably, because I've heard of from the college, at least most.
Yeah, well, St. Louis is a classy organization too forever.
You said Citizens Bank is closer. You're right, but Nats Park only got one. That's the closer.
That's different though. Citizens Park is nice, but I mean, I think it's what people. You're going to get a lot because people have been there. Yeah.
If I want to see a game for somebody else that's not the Orioles, do I go to Nats Park or do I go to Citizens Bank? It's not even a question.
Yeah,
I'm going up to Philly. You know why?
Yeah, because
if it's a 7 o'clock game, or in this time it was a 12:30 game.
Yeah.
I went up to the game. After the game, got me a cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else other than the ball game that I go to D.C. for. I'm just going to the game and coming home.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I got to go eat here. No. When you're in Philly, I got to get a cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trip. I'm the guy, I'm the fat boy that drove up to Philly just to get a cheesesteak.
You made us take a diversion from the Bronx to home to get a cheesesteak.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that was it.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Is John Harbaugh underappreciated in Baltimore? We're going to talk about that at 8:30. But on the other side, Cordell Woodland, the man, joins us to talk Ravens up next. Ben playing all the hits. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Joining us right now, our man on the scene, Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Baltimore Ravens. I don't know if you read the article, BaltimoreRavens.com, but I thought it was fascinating how Randy Brown came and picked this kicker, Tyler Loop. I had 2.5-hour dinner with him, talking to him about all his philosophies on kicking. And when I read it, it gave me a different perspective on who they selected, because I felt confident in the young man anyway. But I felt even more confident knowing that Randy Brown personally handpicked this guy.
Yeah, I mean, he talked at length with us the other day about, you know, the process of picking a kicker, which ended up being Tyler Loop, and how he was going from place to place all over the country. And I think he said at one point he had a pool of I gotta go back and check my notes, but it was a nice amount of guys that he initially said that he had in his pool, and then eventually he leveled it down to, I think, 3 or 5, something like that. And eventually they land on Loop, and he talked about how nervous he was during draft day or day 3 of the draft that Loop wouldn't end up being there, but obviously ended up working out the way that it did. But yeah, I mean, you know, he talked a lot about just his process and going through that, and I'd asked him, you know, obviously they want to get the best kicker, but was this search any different when you're replacing a guy like Justin Tucker, you know, that has the reputation that he has and has had the career that he's had? And so, you know, he just talked about the vetting process and, you know, basically Loop's process itself being the thing that sold him, going back to that dinner, and how in depth Tyler Loop was in terms of his kicking process and in terms of his pregame routine and his workout routine and everything.
It was impressive. I was fascinated by it, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah, I mean, you want to hear that it was that detailed. You want to hear that he took it, the search, that serious, because obviously this is a Super Bowl caliber team, and they're picking Tyler Loop with the hope that he's their kicker for the future.
Absolutely. What do you think about – I've been paying attention. Rob has a hard time believing this because I never did, but the receiving core.
Yeah.
You look at what you've done, running backs, linebackers, that I pay attention to. Receivers, not so much. But I really have gotten – Tez Walker's gotten my attention. What do you think of him so far in this early, you know, part of the preseason or late part of the preseason now?
Yeah, I mean, he's been good. He's definitely been better than last year. I mean, I think he's been consistent throughout the summer so far. He's been pretty consistent in terms of flashing throughout the practices. And it's good to see it translate to the games. I mean, this Cowboys game, totally different than the Colts game, because they weren't able to throw the ball at all in that first game. And I thought that was a huge disservice to these wide receivers who you got guys that are fighting to really just make this practice squad. Because I think the six for the roster is already set with Wester being deemed the punt returner. So I think, you know, by losing game one, the Colts, in terms of being able to show something, they made up for it a little bit in game two, over 200 yards of offense in the first half, got some passes in the second half too. But Tez Walker, it was just good to see him be able to carry some of that practice momentum into the game.
Here with our big guy, Cordell Woodland. Cordell, you talked about the punt returner, but how do you think his performance was this past week? You don't think that caused a hiccup at all? Because he wasn't very impressive this week.
Well, he wasn't impressive as a receiver. You know, I think as a punt returner, he still gave you what you're looking for. He didn't return one to the house, but he was still consistent in cleanly catching the punts and being able to still try to make something happen after he catches it. But as a receiver, yeah, I mean, it was a dud of a game for him. Not much separation. Not really fighting for the ball, even though, you know, that interception I just thought was a bad rep all around. He's going nowhere. It was a terrible route. The corner shadows him the entire time. Really didn't even look like he had to move. And then Cooper Rush just throws a pass over there, just forces it to him. It was just bad all around. And, yeah, like I said, I mean, you're not really seeing him get that separation in that Cowboys game. The first game, I mean, he made a play down the field. And then, I mean, he was the only guy with more than one reception in that game. So I don't know what to do with that. I don't think he's a guy that is going to get a lot of run on the offensive side. He's going to be strictly a punt returner, which makes things tricky when you talk about game day elevations. By him dressing and him only basically serving that one role, I mean, that's a huge spot to take up. So he's going to have to carry his weight in goal as a punt returner, definitely try to make some plays.
Well, now, next segment, we're going to talk about Harbaugh, you know, his appreciation level in Baltimore. There's an article in The Athletic that I'm going to talk about during that segment. They've compared the Ravens, sadly, to Penn State and James Franklin as far as a really talented team that cannot get it done. And they are the only two teams mentioned that I saw in this article is the Ravens, Harbaugh, and Franklin from Penn State. How do you feel about this? Is this become an issue where they just can't get over the goal line for the Super Bowl?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, the one thing I would push back with that comparison is, you know, Penn State loses big time regular season games late in the year to their rivals. I don't think that the Ravens fall in under that. The Ravens seem to be a team you don't want to play in December. You think back to that Christmas Day game in San Francisco. You think back to them demolishing the Dolphins at home, what, a week after that. You think back to what they did to the Pittsburgh Steelers on back-to-back weeks last year, in week 17 or week 18, and then in the wild card round the very next week. So on that part, I push back on. But in terms of their overall sentiment of this team, I guess saying that neither team could get over the hump in the playoffs, sure. I mean, until they do it, that's what people are going to say. I mean, until somebody dethrones the Chiefs, people mm-hmm. are going to keep picking the Chiefs to represent the AFC. Yeah. So that's just the way it works. It's up to them to kind of change that. But that's just a fact. I mean, yeah. This isn't an opinion-based situation. They are literally, factually, not representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. So until they do it, people are going to keep second guessing.
And I think it's a great comparison, them and Penn State in the Lions, to be honest with you. I think that's a great comparison. The difference is, let's keep in mind, current John Harbaugh, the difference between Harbaugh and James Franklin, Harbaugh has won one. We keep rewriting history. Harbaugh hasn't won one recently, but he has won one. James Franklin has never won one. That's the biggest difference. Cordell, where can we hear you this week?
Yeah, just keep listening to The Fan. I'll be popping up all throughout the week on the different shows. Still out there at training camp. This is the last week that we'll be able to watch practice in full. And then next week it'll go into regular season mode. And obviously the Orioles will be back later on this week in town. And they're doing good things right now, calling up some of these young guys. We got Bradish making his debut next week. So a little positivity coming around Baltimore sports these days.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, we keep, you know, I love the Penn State Ravens comparison mm-hmm. for what they've done recently. But, you know, let's stop back like John Harbaugh is not a Super Bowl winning coach. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. You know, he hadn't won one recently. But don't say he can't win the big one. He's won the big one. Yes. He can't win the big one again so far. 410-583-1057. That's a perfect segue. Because when you look at the national publications, Ed, John Harbaugh is consistently top three coach in the National Football League.
100%. Absolutely.
However, is he underrated and underappreciated, I should say, mm-hmm. right here in Baltimore? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Nick Wilson from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland will join us at 8:45 to talk about those Browns. But right now, you can go around all the publications, national publications, and you talk about John Harbaugh. He's consistently top three coach in the National Football League. Am I right?
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Is John Harbaugh underappreciated here in Baltimore?
100%.
Why?
By many people. Because this is how people are. When you familiarity breeds contempt. He's been here a long time. Long time. And people expect, you know, championship after championship. And look, the last couple of years have been disappointed with that roster, 100%. However, you have to really just look at his body of work and how he provide. You're provided with a really good football season every single year.
Right.
Every year. I mean, how'd you like to be a Jets fan like I was?
Oh, man,
I mean, how'd you like to do that? Be a Browns fan, be a Jaguars fan, Panthers fan. Pick a team. They suck. Your season's over by October. It's like they Harbaugh and company, and it's the front office too. They provide an amazing product every year.
You see, let me push back on that. Number one, I think, yeah, Harbaugh is underappreciated here, but let me push back on what you said, because I hate it when people tell me what I complained about quarterback play here towards the end of Flacco's career. I hate people say to me, yeah, but you could have, remember you had Kyle Bowler?
Yeah.
Don't give me the lowest common denominator. Don't give me the lowest possibility, the worst, and say I should be happy because I don't have the worst. Because my pushback would be, yeah, we're not the worst. So I'm not comparing myself to them. I'm comparing myself to the teams and to the coaches that are getting it done, because that's where we are. So I don't know about being a Jaguars fan. I don't. This team's too good for that. Front office too good for that. Organization's too good for that. I don't know about being a Bears fan. You know, that's what Ralph Borman does. I know about being a Ravens fan, and the Ravens for the last 3 years have been the best regular season team in the National Football League, and they haven't gotten it done. That would be the argument against John Harbaugh. However, my opinion, and I think if they don't win it this year, I will officially say it's the culture, and if it's the culture, it's John Harbaugh. Because it has been a consistent team effort to screw this up. Everybody's played a part. Coaches, players, offense, defense, everybody's played a part in this. So if they fall short again this year, they have that 13-win season this year.
Yeah.
And they fall short again in the playoffs, and they fall short the same way they've been doing for the last 3 years, then I'll say, yeah, it's the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's the culture, it's the coach. 410-583-1057 is the number. John Harbaugh. At this moment, my opinion is John Harbaugh is one of the most underappreciated coaches, or very underappreciated when it comes to his hometown crowd. Let's go to E in Park Heights. What's up, E?
Rob, old commish. Good morning, fellas.
What's going on with you?
Yeah, Rob, I see what you're saying in terms of underappreciated. Now, I'm a fan, so I appreciate him, and as you probably already remember anyway, I wasn't a big fan. I had to come around to Harbaugh, but the way that the culture has turned out to be, the way that the roster is constructed, the individual players chosen to become part of this team, I've actually come around to liking Harbaugh guys, so-called Harbaugh guys, man, and what they stand for and what they bring to this team. I think that I think sometimes misappreciation can be maybe misconstrued for simply just being upset simply because we're not going as far as an average fan might want us to go. I think the majority of us realize we have a good coach, we have a good program, we have a good culture going on, and I think that a lot of us can deal with that. But we just want to see, you know, at least one Super Bowl, you know, come within the next few years.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And I agree with his assessment. I think some people are disappointed, and they speak out of disappointment. However, I think some, that's not the case at all. I think with some, they speak out of, they really don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Harbaugh.
I think some of that is too, yeah.
I'm not a Harbaugh fan of the man. I'm not. Just not. The coach, I think he's a very good football coach.
I do too. Always have. You know how I feel about him. I mean, it's very different.
But I will tell you this. They had one of those 13-win seasons, and they get knocked out the same way, Ed. It's culture. There's something wrong with the culture. If there's something wrong with the culture, you look no further than the coach. You can't look at the GM. GM gives you the ingredients. And they've had the best ingredients for the, you know, since Eric DaCosta has been the general manager. They had great ingredients when Ozzie Newsome was the GM too, just a different type. They were cooking up a different dish back then. Nowadays, pretty fancy dish they're cooking up. They have to win.
Well, everyone seems to feel that way. Because if you got to read this article in The Athletic, it just came out today, I think. It's about exactly that, how this is it. This is the most talented team in the league. They have to win. And everybody seems to be picking them to win. Everything I've seen is either they go or they put up the first tier teams. It's the usual suspects.
It's Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Eagles. That's it. Those are the top four teams in the NFL. So one of those four teams should win, and the Ravens are in it.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, Rob and Ed? Good morning.
What's happening?
Doing well.
So I just had a little bit of a thought to your question, Rob. I think as a guy like myself, I mean, I've been with Hardball since the beginning, like you guys. Maybe just the younger crowd a little bit doesn't see the full body of work, being newer to the Ravens per se. But, you know, look, you can't, the coach can't do nothing when the players screw the money up in the playoffs, man. Fumbles, picks. But I guess it's all relative, like you said. But, yeah, I'm with Hardball till the end, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Again, coaches have screwed it up too. I remember being in the playoff game, you didn't run the football enough. I remember that. You know, that's why I said
I remember that too.
It goes across the board.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole bunch of – that was against Washington. The Chiefs, you shut them out in the second half. Literally shut out the Chiefs and don't do anything about it in two quarters of football. It's just, yes.
I think the only thing you haven't been able to blame on losing in the postseason is your kicking game. Yeah. It's the only thing that had failed you in the postseason in this last little stretch right here.
Yep.
Everything else that could fail you has failed you. And the Ravens have just got to get it done, man. They have to. 410-583-1057, that's the number. A little bit later on the show, we'll be joined by Orioles Vice President of Player Development and Domestic Scouting, Matt Blood. A couple of young players coming up. Hear what he has to say about, as Ben McDonald calls them, the killer bees. But on the other side, Nick Wilson from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland joins us to tell us what's going on with those Browns right now. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long on this hump day Wednesday. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, he is Nick Wilson. What's going on, Nick?
Gentlemen, it's good to be with you, and congrats on the anniversary. You're welcome for the 30 years of Ravens football. You're welcome for the two Super Bowls.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, it's pretty tough to beat Dave Mustaine over here to your Metallica, but no, we're having fun.
Hey, Nick, we know Joe Flacco has been named the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns for week one and probably moving forward, but let's say Shedeur Sanders doesn't get injured. How much does he really have a chance to be QB1 this year?
I think if he's going to become QB1, it's because two quarterbacks have failed before him, starting with Joe Flacco and then going to Dylan Gabriel. Outside of injuries, I think that's the only way Shedeur gets his chance. And some of that is, I think this organization, in spite of Dylan Gabriel looking bad in camp, and then I would say just kind of average in the preseason game. In spite of that, versus Shador's consistently just really good or excellent at points, the Browns stuck on their third round evaluation with Dylan. They seem very committed to this guy. I thought they were getting him ready to battle Joe Flacco for the starting job before Dylan got injured. So I think unfortunately we're going to be waiting a minute on Shedeur if we get to see him this year.
Was Myles Garrett ever leaving really, or was that just all posture? Because it was, you know, you're so used to these guys when they put on a show like, I want to trade, I just want to win, and, you know, here's a lot of money. Never want to leave this place. Like, was he ever really leaving?
I think he really, really meant that trade request.
Okay.
And then he saw $40 million.
Yes.
And the truth is, I think Myles talked a good game. And I think this was always about money, always about the next contract. And I know because he didn't even make it a he didn't make the Browns sweat. It was the Super Bowl where he kind of put the team and organization on blast. And then the week before free agency, leading into free agency, he's like, yeah, I'll take $40 million. Like T.J. Watt took it right up to the point there. Trey Hendrickson's having a Holden in camp. Micah Parsons, that whole scenario. Those are still going on, and Myles got 6 weeks into a trade request and was like, you know, I do like money more than I like winning. Bleep this legacy.
Nick Wilson joins us, 92.3, the Fan in Cleveland. Nick, looking at your quarterback situation, it's been bad. It's been bad since Baker Mayfield left. His final year, you went 8-9, and he's gone on to be successful in Tampa. Did the Cleveland fan base, because they weren't very good to Baker, did they kind of miss him now that he's gone?
So I will tell you, there was a segment of the fan base that was great with Baker. It's just they were dubbed Baker Bros and, you know, shamed out of Cleveland. Yes, there's even people who wanted Baker gone, even outside of the most ardent Deshaun Watson supporters, which if you're still on that ship, good God, you have earned some sort of merit badge for after 3 years of awful football on top of the allegations to be like, I think this dude can still ball. If you're still there, that's commitment to it or psychopathy. I don't know which one, but
because you're on air just to let you know we're two Baker Mayfield fans.
Okay, yeah, no. So I'm a Baker bro.
Yeah,
and I saw what they were doing, and in fairness, to some degree, I excused it because I didn't skewer them every day. But that first year in Tampa, I think people got nervous. And then last year when he, I mean, what was it, 40 touchdowns, 4,500 passing yards. And not just that, but the funny thing is, you ask about Shador earlier in this. What do I think it's funniest thing in the world that I think Shador's absolute ceiling is like the average side of Baker. And so the idea that the Browns, if Shador becomes something here, goes from Baker to he's not good enough to Deshaun, and then somehow land up on some iteration of Baker Mayfield would be very, very funny to me.
And to add to Baker, completed 71% of his passes for a passer rating of 106.8. I'm just throwing that out there.
That's good, right?
Hey, while we're on the subject, People here either really fond of Flacco, as they say here, or I think they just have a real lack of respect for what he's accomplished here. How is he received in Cleveland?
Oh, he's about as beloved as it gets, which is funny because, you know, Cleveland was one of the great progenitors of the not elite conversation with Joe for like a decade.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, there's so much love and respect for what he did in 2023. And listen, Joe has really been one of the few adults in that room that I think Browns fans can identify with since really Baker. And a lot of that is just, you guys know, Joe kind of is not maybe the most outspoken guy, but he is honest in his opinion, and he says things other quarterbacks don't do, and certainly Kevin Stefanski doesn't do. And oh yeah, I think Cleveland loves the no risky, no biscuit that comes with Joe Flacco, and the arm talent's still obvious at 41 years old. So yeah, he is kind of a cult figure, and I'll tell you actually what really sealed it for him in Cleveland. When he was here in 2023 coming off the couch, that guy was spotted in every Dunkin' Donuts from here to Medina County.
Yeah.
And he was always like in the community. He was always showing up just randomly, letting Clevelanders know, hey, you got a new quarterback. I'm here. I'm, you know, in the public. Yeah. And he didn't shy away from it. And I really think people love that.
We're similar kind of cities. And that's why I love him so much, because that's him. I used to see him in the same Italian restaurant, of course, with Dennis Pitta. They were never apart, literally. If one walked in, the other was 20 minutes behind him. But my son ran into him in a grocery store in Wegmans as a little kid, and he went up to him with his family and stuff, and he was afraid. Flacco took time, took photos with him. It was great. He was always like, he's just a good dude. He really is.
And having said that, Nick, I giggled when he had the turnover against Houston to end the season. Because I'm the opposite, but I'll be that. Hey, Nick, I'll just say this to you, my friend. You know I love you, brother, but buckle up. It's going to be a long season for you in Cleveland.
Hey, let's go 3-14, guys. Let's get that number one pick here.
Hey, Nick, thanks a lot for your time this morning, my friend.
Anytime, gents.
All right.
Thank you.
He's a good guy, man. I talked to him a lot when I was down there, out there in Cleveland, broadcasting the Cleveland Guardians Orioles game series. Good people in that building. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Glenn Clark will join us. Glenn Clark from Glenn Clark Radio at 9:15. But on the other side, Birds have brought up some young players. They've already contributed to this baseball team. Orioles Vice President of Player Development and Domestic Scouting, Matt Blood, will join us up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.